Hi, this is Rob Chadley.
Hi, Rob. Rob, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke earlier today. Is this a better time?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. So did you have any questions for me from what we spoke about already?
No, you were pretty clear about what was going on.
Sure.
Kind of the $199 a month membership to help get my business boosted kind of on the Google search engine. So optimizing search results. So yeah, I mean, seems like reasonable request there. And I'd be interested to maybe give it a try. But like you said, my number one priority at this point is trying to get the business back up and running. So that's my first thing to do. So I don't know, how do you want to approach that?
So as far as getting your listing unsuspended, you know, we would be able to work with Google's back-end team directly. We submit more businesses to Google every day than 90% of SEO companies out there, and we've been doing it since 2004. So we might be able to, do a three-way call with Google or even a video verification. But we'll definitely have our back-end team look into exactly what happened there with that. But, I mean, like I said, it's not uncommon to happen to any business owner, and certainly for categories that are, on Google's kind of watch list for whatever reason, garage doors being one of them, it does happen from time to time. The business itself is an LLC, right? I mean, did you want it Horizon Overhead Door LLC?
It is.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And that's how it was verified before, right, with the LLC?
I believe, yeah.
Okay. The phone number that we're speaking on, this is not only the best number for us to use to reach you regarding the account, it's the one you want actually the website's got 989-214-1168. Is that the real business number?
Yeah, that's the business office number, yep.
Got it. But this one's a good number just for us internally to contact you, but not one that you would want promoted for your business.
My work cell, yep.
Got it. And then the email address on the website, horizonoverheaddoor@gmail.com, that's a good email for you?
You could go rob@horizonoverheaddoor.com.
Okay, we'll do that. And then when we contact you, Rob, we will use phone, text, email. It's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But a lot of the times we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Either or. Text message probably is the best way to go about it. Email's fine too. I don't always answer my phone because it rings all the time. So we have the business line that takes a lot of the majority of the business calls that come through. I've got a gal that answers phones for me, so she does that. So.
Perfect. And then, of course, the website is horizonoverheaddoor.com. One thing I did want to ask you about was the physical address that shows up on the Angie Leads profile, the 6394 Beechwood Drive. You are service-based. You go out to the customer, right? That's not an address you would want us to promote for your business. No customer has ever come to you?
Well, we're not promoting it. It's my office. It's my home. So when I started the business, I still do all the office work and register the business at this address. We have we have a shop that we work out of, but I'm not promoting. I'm not promoting either
address, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and like you said, even if it's a shop, if you don't see customers coming to you, Google doesn't want to list the physical address. That Beechwood Drive address, though, is that where you had the PIN card originally sent?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Well, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician, kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information that I've got information off of your website. So so we know, you know, not just the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, forms of payment you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. Of course, we'll talk about your services and your service area and things like that. That would all be taken care of in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that I would do, because we are Google Premier partners and it's required of us, is I would read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost, that it's a fixed rate, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, Rob. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that sounds fair, man.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to do here for you, I think I might have asked you about the home advisor, the Angies, before, and you kind of, you know, said it was hit or miss, kind of a wash or maybe even a loss. You know, obviously my company has nothing at all to do with them or with their business model of selling leads, but there's a promo code in our system. Where is that? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to add here, and it's just for someone who is currently or has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And even if you end up shutting your leads off altogether, you still got that profile page because you paid likely an annual or maybe a quarterly membership for that. So I'm going to apply that promo code there. And what it does, it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Now, the setup fee, of course, is because of all the content that we have to create to get you on that first page. It could be as high as $299, but I'm going to take $100 off because you already got a website. I'll take $100 off because, you know, just to kind of offset a little bit of what you spent with the Angies and for that extra promo code. So it's just a one-time setup fee of $99. It only, of course, attaches to that first month. So it'd be $298, and then every month after that is that flat rate of $199. Again, it's a fixed flat rate, so it's an exact amount that will never go up. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. So give me just a second here, Mr. Shadley, to get that voice verification set up here. Okay. So,
hey, Paul, can I stop you for a second?
Yeah, sure,
no
problem.
So I don't like waste any more time here. I'm not gonna like sign up for anything today.
You.
I'm not gonna give my card number. If you can put together a plan of attack for me to get my problem solved with this Google thing, I'd be more than happy to sign a contract that would say like this is the cost to do this, because until I get this issue resolved, I'm not gonna be paying $199 a month plus setup fees to advertise on Google without the issue resolved. So
I'd be happy to help you out. I mean, you know, if it were my company, I would be more than willing to do that. But I mean, like I said, you know, we solve these types of problems all the time for our active clients. But at this point, I'll just send an email out to you, and if it's something you want us to help you out with down the road, if you get frustrated to the point that that you might want us to have us do that for you.
So let's just talk this. Let's talk it through so I can get a comprehended on my end. So I sign up for your $199 a month, which is the SEO service.
Correct.
Like, and then we get to work starting on that. Right. We start building. You said the follow up call where we start gathering information and start working towards that. And then, like, at what point are we going to address the my concern with this Google thing, because
that's
the
first thing that we would do. Yeah, that's the first thing that we have to do. I mean, if you don't already have a Google listing, we create one with you as the owner and with us as managers.
Right.
You've already got one that's suspended. So that would be the very first thing that we would get started on doing. But it's not going to be the only thing that we start on. We would get started right away creating the content as well, the different destinations and directories to get you on that first page. So,
yeah.
I mean, obviously it's a month-to-month service. We have to get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Yeah.
And really, in the time, the resources, and the cost that we incur, you know, we don't break even on that first month. So
no, absolutely. Right, I understand.
I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, we, I mean, like I said, it's not within my means to get you the details or to give you a game plan on how to get that fixed yourself. All I would be able to tell you is that that is something that we would have to take care of for you, since it's the issue that you currently are facing, and we would be more than happy to do that as part of you know, getting you on that first page. There's no additional cost for us to do that. I mean, a lot of times it's not any more time-consuming on our end than it would be to create a new listing for you. If I'm able to waive your setup fee, just $199 out the door on a month-to-month, I mean, you can cancel at any time, no questions asked or fees involved.
Right.
Would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to not only get your listing unsuspended, but to create the content necessary to get you on that first page?
I think it would be fair, man. I mean, I'm not, it's not so much about like the money, part of it. I just,
I don't
like operating. I'm sure you get this all the time, but
you know, we
get calls. Okay. So I get like five of these calls a week, and the first, you know, it's just like a bunch of info. Give me your card number. Let's get you signed up. So it's really hard as a business owner to filter all this stuff out.
No, I hear you. Like I said, I mean, I'm more than happy to send an email out there to you and let you kind of filter through it yourself. But let me do this for you while I've still got you on the phone.
I'm not trying to negotiate you down on your price. You know, I think it's fair.
I want you to feel comfortable in doing this. And, you know, obviously the return on your investment is the most important part of any ROI equation and what you spend your advertising dollars on. But if I make the investment part you know, lower, then it makes some business owners feel a little happier about the potential return. There's less risk involved. But I just sent you a link to our pricing page. Of course, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link that I sent out to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's the pricing page off of our website. So, I mean, I know that you get a lot of these phone calls all the time. And you know, like you said, you know, I hear it. I hear it a lot. And I would definitely say the hardest part about my job, especially in recent years, is that there are so many of these so-called SEO companies just crawling out of the woodwork. I mean, most of them are, you know, a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or maybe, you know,
card numbers, man.
Startup company, you know, been around a year or less. You know, on December 17th, we'll celebrate our 18-year anniversary. So the link that I sent out to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, I'd be more than happy to walk you through a couple of things. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Hold on 1 second here, Paul. So, what email did you send it to, you said?
Oh, no, I just sent it out by text,
an
SMS message. SMS for the computer, but it works just like a text, so.
There you go. You know. Yep, okay.
So you are going to get a tracking and reporting system. Like I said, you can track, you know, the keywords you're listed for and how many times you're popping up on that first page. You'll also be able to monitor your reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. We will be creating almost 70 different directories. Most of them will allow someone to write a review. You'll have reviews on Google, Bing, Yelp, Superpages, Manta, wherever they originally populate, they'll repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or you can have us respond to those reviews for you, kind of manage your online reputation. Like I said, we're quickly approaching our 18-year anniversary on that day. We will change that 17 to 18, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, when it's a month-to-month service, we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. But like I said, we're not doing Google Ads here. You are, like you said, doing Google Ads on your own. But that box that says Google Partner, that Google G, you can click on that box. It's not just copy and paste it off of the internet. That's our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on it, it does go to google.com/partner.
Yeah.
So right there on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Now that's important.
Yeah.
I mean, Google makes changes to their local map algorithm all the time. A lot of times they're smaller changes. Sometimes they want us just to create additional directories. Sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories. So whatever those changes are, or even if it's changes to their
Google Ad system and additional tools and techniques, you know, we are always part of that conversation to keep you on that first page. So, you know, we would be talking about the pro package here, but, you know, like I said, a 50% reduction in the cost of that package brings it down to $199, not the $399 that's listed there. I did say that I would take $200 off of that setup fee. Now, there are some other bells and whistles off of some of those other packages that I can include. What really drives up the cost of those packages are the paid ads, Facebook ads or Google paid ads. But there are other things like the call and conversion tracking, the dashboard, you know, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. Those are things that I can add as well to that pro package. There's no additional cost for that. Like I said, it would just be that $199. So I don't know if it's something that you would want us to get started here for you. But like I said, you know, I've been with the company myself. April 17th was my 9-year anniversary. So about 9.5 years already. I do have clients that have been with me pretty much from the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. So I certainly know that we can get you on that first page if you give us the opportunity to move forward.
Well, I mean, I think I was already on the first page, so that's not, it wasn't really a concern. That's
so for all the keywords and search phrases in your service area?
Yeah, it was like, we're
when
really
I, when I,
doing it.
Oh,
like,
that makes sense. Yeah, because when I did a search earlier for the directories that you have, there, I mean, there was, I can't remember, but it was a pretty high number as far as the inaccuracies, and it was mostly missing content.
There's not.
So there's a lot of directories that you do not have.
Okay. Yeah. I'm interested in growing my business and doing the best that I can for it. Can you do me a favor, Paul, and shoot me this over to my email just so it doesn't get lost in my text?
Sure.
And I'm right in the middle of, like, interacting with one of the Google support guys right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to see if that goes anywhere. I've been doing circles with it for a few, few days. And,
well, I hope it works out.
If I can't get a resolution by Monday, I'd like to come back around to you guys and see if I can get some things moving and then potentially move forward with trying to expand my SEO abilities as well. So.
Okay. So my contact information will be on the email that I'm sending out to you. And of course you can just respond to the email itself.
Yeah.
And I'd appreciate it, you know, if you say, hey, I got it resolved. Thanks anyway. You know, at least that way I know. I'll get that email out to you in just a minute or so here.
Hey man, I appreciate your help. I'm sorry. I'm not the type of guy that usually jumps on, making decisions on the spot. So I appreciate you.
I appreciate that.
I'm pushing it. Okay, man. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks a lot. Yeah, you have a great day. Take care. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you.
Bye.